patience for yourself.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world, take your Bible off the shelf. Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, June 15th, 2016, for the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio Broadcast, coming to you live from the beautiful and breathtaking studios of StarWorldwideNetworks.com, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is Future of America 2016 and Beyond. But before we get started, let us pray. Father God, we humbly come before your throne today. Lord, we bow down spiritually speaking, and we ask that the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit would take your word around the world for your people in this hour at 11:59 and split seconds just before the imminent return of your one and only begotten Son, who is none other than Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you would have your way in this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all once again from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio Broadcast. My friends, as we begin our show for today, I would just like to say that most of today's show will be devoted to updates concerning some of the things that have already been prophesied pertaining to the imminent future of America here in 2016 and beyond. With that said, my friends, before I get started, I would like to put you in remembrance of a few things. First of all, I would like to remind you of what the Lord God spoke to me by way of the small, still voice of His Holy Spirit as I walked across the lobby of my hotel in Jerusalem on my first visit to Israel in 2002. As I crossed the lobby that day, the Lord God said to me, "Hotel and suicide bombings are coming to America." I said, "Right now, Lord?" But as to the first part of what the Lord had spoken to me that day, I only had to wait 3 weeks after my return home from that very trip, my friends, to hear on the first day of Passover, at a Passover Seder held on March 27, 2002, that there was indeed a hotel bombing that took place in Netanya, Israel, at the Park Hotel, of which claimed the lives of 30 people and injured 140, and would come to be known as the Passover Massacre, of which you can read in its complete account at Wikipedia.com. As to the second part of what the Lord God spoke to me on that day concerning suicide bombings coming to America, we're still waiting to see that fulfilled. But I am quite sure, my friends, that this nation is growing closer and closer each passing day to that horrific time, simply because the Lord God is not a man that he should lie. Next, in our first prophetic piece of the day, you will find a young man of whom is spoken to by the Lord in much the same way as the Lord God has spoken to me for the past 13 years. What I am referring to is that for the past 13 years, Beginning in 2003, the Lord God, sometime between summer and fall of each year, has spoken to me as to what the mandate is to be for the upcoming year for the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is as follows. The very first mandate that the Lord God gave to me to share not only with the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, but the world at large in 2003, was that 2003 was the year to know God's word, know it well, and know it correctly for yourselves, that is, my friends. And I've said it to you every year since. In 2004, the mandate from the Lord God was, as his word says, when you have done all to stand, therefore stand. 2005 was the year to put all things in order. 2006 was the year of a call to arms, spiritually speaking, that is, my friends. 2007 was the year to be true. True to the Lord God and his word. 2008 was the year of touching lives and changing hearts for Jesus through God's word and by way of the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. He as well gave me a scripture to go with that mandate, my friends, of that year, which was and can be found in 1 Corinthians 2, 4 and 5, where Paul states, "And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 2009 was the year of continual turmoil. I might add, it was also the first year of Obama's administration. 2010 was the year of broken promises. By the end of this year, the major news outlets were repeatedly pointing out the fact that the word of Obama throughout that year had brought nothing but broken promises. 2011 was the year of beyond belief. This would turn out to be the year that from the first week of December 2010, accelerating on New Year's Eve 2011 through March of 2011, tons of dead fish and birds were being reported around the world. It was as well the year of the great earthquake and tsunami that took place in Japan, killing 15,894 people, injuring 6,152, and 2,562 went missing and have never been seen or heard of from again. The term beyond belief means inconceivable, unimaginable, ludicrous, mind-blowing, unbelievable, incredible, unthinkable, indescribable, undreamt of. These words describe the things that we began to see taking place in the year 2011 and in the years going forward. 2012 was the year of the beginning of chaos, confirmed to me by the Lord during the writing of my Streams in the Desert Live broadcast script of 11/22/11, which happened to be my mother's first birthday in heaven. 2013 was the year of bondage. 2014, the year of devastation. 2015 was the year of judgment, or shall we now say the year of the beginning of God's judgment upon the nations. And looking back on it, we can surely see why. For 2015 was the year that the embracing of the homosexual lifestyle was passed into law by the leadership of America on June 26, 2015, even though, contrary to popular belief, it was not what it was not wanted or condoned by the majority of Americans. And for that reason, I am sure, my friends, that it is the first and foremost reason that the Lord God's mandate for 2016 is that it is the year of black days ahead. And I do believe they have started. Now for the updates promised at the beginning of the show. In our first piece, we will recap a prophetic poem concerning the future of America that was given to the young man aforementioned who hears from the Lord God in much the same way the Lord God relates prophetic things to me, and his name is Matt Smith. And his prophetic rendering was posted to Z3News.com December 28, 2015, and was titled, Prophetic Poem Reveals the Future of America in 2016 and Beyond, of which Mr. Smith begins by sharing, I believe God has called me to reveal the coming destruction of the United States. Every year since 2011, he has told me things coming in the following year. Here are a few examples. In the spring of 2012, he told me Obama would win re-election, and he did. In December of 2012, he told me war would begin to ramp up in 2013, and these conflicts would become the foundation for World War III. This was fulfilled in the Middle East, starting in January, and again in May of 2013, Israel launched airstrikes into Syria. ISIS was formed in April of 2013 and ramped up in their attacks in Syria and Iraq, which later became the excuse used by other nations to escalate their military efforts in the region. In January 2013, he, in reference to the Lord God, told Mr. Smith, the budget deal will pass, but it is just a ploy. Economic collapse will come later. By December, the deal was signed into law, and we are now much closer to economic collapse, says Mr. Smith. In 2014, he told me rioting would increase, which happened from August to November in Ferguson, Missouri. Mr. Smith goes on to say that God doesn't speak with me through dreams or visions like he does others. He just speaks to me directly. My father, who is also my pastor, he says, has the same gift. And my friends, my mother was a pastor and an evangelist as well. So maybe it is a gift given to those who are in the bloodline of to bringing the word of God to the world. I am not looking for fame, money, or materialistic things, he says. I just want to make God happy. I am just a truth teller. From here, Matt goes on to say, on December 23rd, 2015, he, in reference to the Lord God, showed me what is coming to America in 2016 and beyond. Then he led me to put it in the form of a poem as follows. Now, my friends, listen very closely to the poem because we're going to give you the updates after this as to what has taken place since the time the Lord brought this forth. At the very end of 2015 and the year of 10 plus 6, that wicked old Satan will be up to evil tricks. December through February, winter finds itself here. A sudden event will strike and many will be in fear. Know then my judgment has come upon the land, upon this land. God reigns supreme and deals with a heavy hand. From March until June, the spring season shall arrive. There will be many people not found to be alive. During this same season, another checkpoint will originate. Then another crushing blow will seal this nation's fate. During these two seasons, the economy will decline. Look to me, my people. I say your souls are mine. For war will be inevitable. It will not go away. I implore my holy people, stay on your knees and pray. The dog days of summer will follow and draw nigh. Protests will fill the streets with a far more violent cry. At the end of the summer, as the season reaches a climax, Jade Helm will come to life again. Surely it will be brought back. The fall season will bring another election year, but by this time, our nation will be firmly gripped in fear. Barack Hussein Obama will stay seated in his chair. No Democrat or Republican will find themselves his heir. Martial law is coming. It will soon grip our land. I plead with all the saints of God to take a righteous stand. or right living in Jesus Christ, my friends. 2017 will follow next, where it will come, when it will come rolling around, the changes will be different. They will surely be profound. America will have seen destruction and devastation. I will hold nothing back. I will show no hesitation. Disease and pestilence will surely grip this land, but my people do not worry. It is all part of my plan. Watch the hand of Islam. They will shout a battle cry. A day of terror is coming, and many will surely die. Now look upon the map and look upon it well. You will see trouble landed where American cities fell. Now woe unto you cities and your states shown below. You have angered God in heaven and made yourself his foe. Woe unto the city of the bears and cubs and bulls. Woe unto San Francisco. You dare mock me, you fools. I will destroy both of you in the hour of my fury. You have been found guilty, yes, by my heavenly jury. Woe unto Las Vegas, Seattle, and the Big D. Plagues, famine, and destruction are coming so soon, you'll see. Woe unto New Orleans and even Florida, too. When I shoot arrows of destruction, you shall surely be through. Woe unto the cities known for the woe unto the city known for the Liberty Bell. I will take away your freedoms, and you will see much hell. Woe unto Baltimore, woe unto Washington, D.C. Woe unto you wicked leaders, for you must answer to me. I will destroy these cities with one single attack. I will shoot arrows of destruction, and I will hold nothing back. Woe unto Boston, New York City, and even California, too. You do not worship me. You say, I answer to who? You say you only answer to gold, silver, and sex, but I will put something on you far worse than any vex. Half of California shall be thrown into the sea, and New York City, the same fate it will be. Oh, Boston, you arrogant. Your arrogance will be no more. I shall wipe you off the map, you big arrogant whore. Get prepared for slavery. It is coming to this nation. Like Egypt in the days of Moses, it will not be a good sensation. An asteroid will strike in the Caribbean Sea. All around the world, tsunamis must be. Earthquakes will come and will divide this land, that we might not forget. God deals with a heavy hand. You shall look to the east and see Russians coming here. You shall look to the west and see China causing fear. They shall invade this land and take over this place. America, once a golden cup, has become an utter disgrace. Many think that they can still sin and waltz right into heaven. But that's like foolishly believing 2 + 3 = 7. There are many who come to me on spiritual Section 8. They are in moral poverty and will not enter my pearly gate. Moral bankruptcy they have truly filed. They do not know me, for they are not my child. You who refuse to teach my people the ways of the Lord, soon you will find you cannot escape my sword. Promising my people nothing but houses and cars, but these will not get you very far. Tell the people to stop, to halt all of their sins. Tell them to live holy, so they can enter in. It is time for the saints to be truly tried. Stand firm upon my word and in me truly abide. If you deny my son Jesus in front of any man, you will sink faster than standing in quicksand. So know these things, they surely will take place. Come live your life for Jesus and receive my mercy and grace. And on that thoroughly awesome note, my friends, I'll be right back after the break to there again share Matt Smith's June 6, 2016 updates concerning the future of America in 2016 and beyond.
That's how you change the world. You change the world. All my life I had big dreams to do big things and make a change. And all the while I just passed by the simple needs right here next to me. 'Cause there's a breaking heart that's falling apart and tear-filled eyes. Cause a tidal wave, a flood of your love that no one can contain. 'Cause there's an empty soul that wants to be known around me now that I can lead to you, revealing love that won't refuse. 'Cause it's the prayer in an empty room, little things we do when no.
Friends, that is how you change the world. That is what Streams in the Desert Live was born to do, change the world one soul at a time through the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit and by the efforts of no man. My friends, it is time to know God's word, know it well, and know it correctly for yourselves before your life ends suddenly as those who were taken out this weekend. And there were many. My friends, moving ahead, our next piece is there again from Matt Smith, and it is updates on the first seven stanzas of the prophetic poem from December, and it was posted June 14th, which was yesterday. 2016. And Mr. Smith begins by saying, with the recent events that transpired in Orlando, Florida, on June 12th, this seems like the right time for a detailed update on the fulfillment of the first seven stanzas of the prophetic poem, which the Lord gave me in December 2015. Prophetic poem reveals the future of America in 2016 and beyond. Since the poem, he says, was first posted, many Z3ers, Facebookers, and even YouTubers have been referencing it, looking for the fulfillment of every stanza. This post explains why I believe the first seven stanzas have all been fulfilled and what to look for next. First three stanzas. At the very end of 2015, and the year of 10 plus 6, that wicked old Satan will be up to evil tricks. December through February, winter finds itself here. A sudden event will strike, and many will find themselves being in fear. Know then, says the Lord God, my judgment has come upon the land. God reigns supreme and deals with a heavy hand. Mr. Smith says the death of Supreme Court Justice Scalia was the fulfillment of the sudden event dealing with judgment and God reigning supreme. This event caused many people to fear future Supreme Court rulings in favor of Obama's sick satanic agenda. There were also concerns Obama might pick a replacement while Congress was not in session, using a technicality or loophole to gain his choice, to get his choice on the Supreme Court. For more details concerning that, Mr. Smith says, see the prophetic word, judgment falls on America with the death of Justice Scalia. Fourth stanza. From March until June, listen up, my friends. The spring season shall arrive. There will be many people found not to be alive. As many woke up Sunday, June 12, 2016, which, my friends, last week I reminded you was the day of Pentecost, and it is in the month of June where Ramadan has been set forth as a time to raise jihad against America and Europe. As many woke up on Sunday, June 12, 2016, says Mr. Smith, they turned on the news to hear about the horrific terrorist attack in Orlando, Florida. As the news came across the television, the initial reports identified 20 dead, but as the day progressed, the death toll rose to 50, and at least 53 others wounded, and most of them in critical condition. Astute Z3ers posted comments correctly identifying this event as the fulfillment of this stanza of my poem. When dealing with this part of the poem, I have often stated in my comments posted to Z3, this event must have a 9/11 effect, causing citizens and or the government to want to enact more fascist or communistic laws. We saw that fulfilled as the New World Order philanderers wasted no time in advocating stricter new gun control laws. The Orlando massacre could even be a false flag event. And that, my friends, I agree with. He says, planned to promote the New World Order agenda. It bears the marks of a false flag event, but only time will tell, he says. A YouTube search on false flag events in the Orlando shootings show what other everyday researchers have discovered. Although the Orlando shooting fulfilled the physical aspect of many people found not to be alive, there could possibly be more to come even before this month is over. For example, he says, don't be surprised if it is discovered that there were other shooters in the nightclub who got away. There are reports on social media sites, some survivors saw three people doing the killing and blocking the exit. And I went to look for that, my friends, and I actually found a video of a gentleman in the hospital who stated that someone was blocking the door. And two of them, he says, got away, says Mr. Smith. If this is true and this information is leaked, it could cause a panic among Orlando residents fearing the two remaining terrorists on the loose, which could lead to more trouble. From March through June, many lives were lost, not just physically, but also from a spiritual aspect, which is another fulfillment of the fourth stanza. For example, many true men and women of God went home to be with the Lord, including one of the biggest names in Christian broadcasting, Jan Crouch. Jan and her husband, Paul, are the founders of the Trinity Broadcasting Network. Much can be said about TBN and the type of preachers and teachers it promotes. Whether we agree with them or not, Jan was one of the faces who helped turn televangelism into a billion-dollar industry, which has helped bring people to the Lord, but has also brought spiritual death to others through the false teaching, eschatology, and preaching. Another example of spiritual death during this season is the release of certain spirits in our land, which I believe God has allowed mainly for the wicked. Another example is the increased division in the body of Christ, with more and more Christians under attack from other Christians, especially over the election, current events, and even end time eschatology. The division causes casualties as some of the weaker babes in Christ abandon their faith and start dying spiritually, going back into the world. These kind of attacks cause even mature believers to get caught up in debates, acting in ways God disapproves. This would be a good time, he says, to put in a plug for repentance. Make sure, he says, to repent daily. Do not let the spirit of deception take hold of you. The fifth stanza. During this same season, another checkpoint will originate. Then another crushing blow will seal this nation's fate. He says many have wondered what the definition of the word checkpoint is and how we can know when it is fulfilled. For starters, he says, the word checkpoint in this sense is simply referring to a point in history which must be reached, where we look back and say something happened on this day which was the foundation for other major events that followed afterwards. There are many candidates for the fulfillment of this checkpoint. He says here is a list of a few of them. Number one, the Orlando shootings. Number two, Donald Trump winning the nomination. Number three, the upcoming BRITEX exit, meaning Great Britain leaving the European Union, of which they will vote on June 23rd as to whether or not they will break away from the EU. And if they do, it could have an effect on our economy that could be devastating, my friends. Number four, the possibility of a dollar devaluation, which we talked about last week. Number five, the month isn't over, so there could be an unseen event which has not happened yet. He says candidates one, three, and four seem most logical right now, one being the Orlando shootings, three being the upcoming Brit exit vote, which could have an effect on our economy, and number four, the possibility of a dollar devaluation. When it comes to the crushing blow, says Mr. Smith, this simply means another incident furthering the death of America. This checkpoint could also be the crushing blow, but it does not have to be, because the crushing blow happens after the checkpoint, which suggests, he says, something will happen that will put another nail in the coffin. While the checkpoint happens during this same season, March to June, the crushing blow could happen later, since it follows after the checkpoint. The sixth stanza. During these two seasons, the economy will decline. Look to me, my people. I say your souls are mine. The economy, he says, has declined since January 2016, as documented in an article published on June 7, 2016 by Michael Snyder, a very bright economist. He recently discovered the June jobs report was the worst in 6 years. Source, End Time Headlines. Also during these two seasons, the Baltic Index has been dry, and many other indicators have shown a declining economy, including reports of people, get this, my friends, and I did see this over last weekend, people not getting their EBT payments, their food stamp payments, in certain areas of the nation. And my friends, it is true. It was the 10th or the 11th, and I saw all the people in the stores this weekend that were just now doing their monthly shopping. Stanza number 7. For war will be inevitable. It will not go away. I implore my holy people, stay on your knees and pray. The threat of war has not gone away, says Mr. Smith, but has grown stronger in 2016. This stanza includes two aspects of war, physical and spiritual war. Concerning the physical aspects, America is causing problems all over the world and trying to bait Russia into World War III. We got hot in Syria until March, then we took a break for a couple of months, and now we are back beating the war drum. It's just a matter of time before we get involved in a full-blown military conflict, World War III. People assume this stanza is only referring to an international military war, but war can also include domestic fighting, setting the stage for civil war. For example, many George Soros fund groups have already declared war on anyone who opposes their agenda, including the LGBT movement, Black Lives Matter, and many other George Soros funded groups. They have been waging war against the United States Constitution and Americans' moral values. And with this nuclear election cycle, hostility keeps getting worse. He says, I personally believe we are already in the proxy stages of a civil war. When it comes to spiritual war, he says, we have seen greater division in the body of Christ in 2016. Too many Christians are arguing over things that do not advance the kingdom of God, including the round world or the round earth versus the flat earth, vegetarians versus non-vegetarians, the pronunciation of the name of Jesus, some splitting their verbs, and even debating what is sin. A spiritual civil war is taking place, luring many into battles over foolish things instead of working together to help push back against the sick, satanic agenda. When we start splitting hairs and getting caught up in the things that are not important, we fan the flames of civil war. The net result is a separation between the apostate church and the real church, just as David Wilkerson prophesied. He says, not only does the body of Christ have to deal with increased internal fighting, but also increased external fighting, as Christians are now under assault like never before. The onslaught against Christians is getting worse, and perversion in our land is at an all-time high, he says. Mr. Smith ends his piece by stating that this completes my update for the stanzas referring to the first half of 2016. Another update for the rest of the poem will be covered in a future post. I believe, he says, we will see those remaining stanzas fulfilled just as the first seven were. Just remember, we as true Christians need to be prepared for whatever God has for us. My friends, the Lord God tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, that in the times that we now find ourselves living in, that a great falling away from the one and only true and living God is happening right before our very eyes. When Paul, writing to Timothy, says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Continuing on in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, Paul, by way of God's Holy Spirit, pins these words for us who are now living here in the final hour of this world as we have known it, when he reminds Timothy to know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, says the word of God, by the way of the pen of Paul, turn away. My friends, Jesus, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, told us that one of the major signs of his soon return in the rapture would be to see that no man deceive you. When Paul warns us by way of his writing in 2 Timothy 3, 5, of which states that the people of this hour in which we now find ourselves living in here, just before the imminent return of the one and only Savior of the world, who is none other than Jesus Christ for his bride, would be those who have a form of godliness, but who deny the power thereof. My friends, the power thereof is in direct reference to the power, working, and anointing of the one and only true and living God's Holy Spirit, and that we should turn away from such, my friends. For, my friends, they are of the sort, these people that are we are encountering in this hour, they are of the sort that are mentioned in Isaiah chapter 29, verses 13 through 15, of which the Lord God himself speaking, beginning in verse 13, says, by the hand of Isaiah, "Wherefore the Lord saith, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precepts of man. Therefore, behold, says the Lord God, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us. My friends, the Lord God has set down in His Word that which we should be seeking and doing here at 11:59 and split seconds, just before the imminent return of His one and only begotten Son, who is the only Savior of the world and whose name is Jesus Christ, and can be found in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 29, where Jesus Himself begins by saying, listen up, my friends, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because Jesus said, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That would make me want to wake up, my friends, if I were you. Jesus as well tells us to beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. He said that ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Jesus reminds us that a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree, he says, that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. That would be the lake of fire, my friends. Jesus ends this segment by saying that, wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. From there, he continues in verse 21 by saying that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. He further states, my friends, that many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And at this point, my friends, Jesus' reply was, and will be, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. He goes on to say that in verse 24, therefore. And what do I say about therefore? When you see therefore, see what it's there for. And Jesus is saying, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, which is a reference to Jesus Christ in the Word of God, my friends. Jesus is our rock, our solid foundation. Jesus says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And at the same time, my friends, Jesus as well says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. My friends, in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 13, it is said that we are to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. It is further stated in verse 8, for the Lord God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word, says the Lord God Almighty, be that goeth out of my mouth, and shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For ye, says the Lord God, shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. And the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. My friends, you know, there was a little bit more that happened in Orlando, and I saw the progression. It was every other day since Friday. Friday night, which nobody really talked about, a young lady that was once featured on The Voice TV show had just finished a concert in Orlando, Florida. And she was also a Christian, so they say. I didn't know her personally. When she was done with her concert, she, her band, and her brother were having a meet and greet. And while she was signing autographs and talking to her fans, a young man walked up and shot her point blank and killed her. But no one seemed to mention that. That was Friday, June 10th. Then came Saturday, June 11th, that day in between, where all those who were at the Pulse began their evening on the 11th, but by 2 a.m. on the 12th, calamity had fallen, and 103 people were either dead, maimed, or critically injured. My friends, my sentiment on that is this. We as Christians are to hate sin and love people. So my heart goes out to all who have made it through that time. For my friends, the very sad truth is those who did not are in hell right now. That is not my words. That is the word of God. Their lifestyle followed them. With that said, I pray that those who remain will receive the love of God before their lives end, that they may enter in, as the poem says, and not be cast into hell and at the final judgment of God into the eternal lake of fire, where Satan, his false prophet, the Antichrist, evil angels, demons, and unfortunately all those who chose to follow Satan throughout the history of this world instead of receiving the love of the Lord Jesus Christ through the precious and holy shed blood that he shed upon the cross of Calvary for the remission of their sins. Then we have the 14th day, of June. And another calamity in Orlando. This time at the Grand Floridian, at the happiest place, or so-called happiest place on Earth, Disney World, where a family on a hard-earned, I'm sure, vacation with small children from Nebraska were on the beach at the Grand Floridian Hotel and Resort when their two-year-old child was snatched by an alligator. And today, they found his little body. Now, there's one good thing about that child's calamity. He is in the arms of Jesus right now, because he was not at an age of understanding. So therefore, he did not have to make a choice. The Lord made that choice for him, because those he sends belongs to him until they prove that they do not. The Lord is the one who from the beginning knows the end. He knows who does not, but for all appearances outwardly to the world, you make yourself known as to whether you're a good tree or a corrupt tree. Good trees bear good fruit, and they cannot bear bad fruit. Corrupt trees bear bad fruit, and they cannot bear good fruit. My friends, there is much sin in this world that will take you out, not only for a day and not only through death, but for eternity. It is time to get your lives right with the Lord Jesus Christ, because now you are beginning to see what I have been preaching to you folks for years on end, that someday, one day, very soon, and it appears that it has now begun, you just never know where you're going to be when your life ends. Right here in Arizona, a week or so ago, I heard briefly on the news, two women and a young girl were sitting in a car on a street here in Phoenix, Arizona. They were just sitting there. It was in the middle of broad daylight. They were all shot, and the youngest of them perished. You think they got up in the morning and said, gee, I better be ready because I might die today? Well, there's a good chance if they were Christians, they might have thought that, but most likely, probably not. You just need to be ready all the time, my friends. And, you know, it's like Jesus said, people who sin that think that they can enter into the kingdom of God, here's what I'm talking about. You have many people that are gays, lesbians, transgender, bisexual, you name it, bestiality, which is now legal in Canada this last week. We have totally gone down the drain, my friends, in this world. They claim sometimes to be Christians. Well, guess what? The Lord Jesus Christ says they are not, unless they give up those sinful lifestyles and begin to walk in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit will not share the body of a person walking in blatant sin. That's just all there is to it. His word states it, and that is all there is to say about it, because it's God's word and no one can change it. So I pray there again, those who are walking in a lifestyle contrary to the Lord God's word, which can be a lot of other things too, my friends. I am not separating one from another. You need to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ in good standing. And that is why I'm here today. And time is short, so I just want to pray for you all right now that your spiritual eyes and ears will be open and that you will get ready, for our time is very short and the Lord Jesus Christ will return soon and very soon, only for those who are ready, watching, waiting, and praying, and living the life that He has prepared for us to walk in through His Word in a personal relationship with His only, one and only, rather, begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ. With that said, dear Lord God, I humbly come before your throne this day. I have brought the hard words, Lord, that you have sent me here to say. I pray that all those within the hearing of my voice on any given day will receive through the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit the invitation that you sent out so long ago through the shedding of the precious and holy blood of your one and only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ. So in the end, on the last day of their life, they will be able to enter in to the kingdom, the eternal kingdom of God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. My friends, ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Be ready, watching and waiting for His imminent return. And with that said, my friends, it's a wrap. Shalom, shalom.
Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Join Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening, for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldwideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all, now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven?